Hashtag we love number one sports digital radio station in Africa. Africa.
Aish, ha, la utlwa kosha. Yep. And that is Mshimane 2.0 featuring Kulichana KO and Major League. And that's a huge hint of who our celebrity guest is for today. It is none other than hip-hop duo Stino Le 20 who have captured South African listeners' hearts by offering authentic music that people can relate to. But their plan to push forward also comes with challenges. So we'll be chatting to Stino Le 20, who are currently on the line, and they are our celebrity guests. Stino Le 20, welcome to Vision View Sports Radio.
Vision Views, what's going on? These are your boys, Stino Le 20, all the way from BFN.
Aish, super excited. I just played the listeners Mshimane. Before we get straight on to it, how did Mshimane come about?
Mshimane, it was a song that we loved. The beat actually just explained itself, but it was at a time where we really felt like we weren't giving ourselves enough like credit, you know, or patting ourselves on the back for all the work that we have done in Free State, having it filtrated through to Joburg without us being there, you know. So basically that's how the song came about, you know. The beat was playing and we heard that, like, it dumela upapa Mshimane, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and it was basically that. It's just the time where, as an individual, as a person that's working very hard towards a goal, when you reach the goal, don't forget to tell yourself that you reached it, you know. It's that type of song.
But I'm curious to know, how did you guys form this group, like this duo, Yahao, Listino, Le 20?
Hey, we formed this duo, Yahao, I think in 2014 when we met. But actually, at the time, it wasn't like, you know, okay, my boy, let's like become a duo, you know what I'm saying? It was like more of a, yo, Stino, I'm really feeling your music, you know, because we individual artists, he's Castino the hero, and I'm 2020, you know, and I was like, look, we should definitely make a song together just to see what it would sound like, if the people would like it, which we did, you know, and then we started getting booked like at the same events, and we would always perform, either I would perform first or you perform first and I perform after.
Nice.
So the MCs kept on saying, are you guys ready for Stino Le 20? You know? So, like, they made it seem like we were in a group already, whereby I had my own set, 15 minutes. He had his own set, 15 minutes. And then we'll just end off with the song that we featured each other on, you know? So the more and more that kept on happening, the more and more all the MCs now were just Stino Le 20, Stino Le 20, Stino Le 20. So we became Stino Le 20 like that till we made a tape together. And here we are now.
But the fact that Stino and 20, you guys were brands individually and you guys had to come together and form this duo, was that not challenging, or how was it adjusting to that?
I don't think it was challenging, you know, because I really feel like I found like, we found each other, like this guy's my best friend, brother now, you know, basically so much so that we like twins and stuff now, people say, you know. So it's very easy to work with him, like he understands my musicality, I understand his, and it just made sense because immediately when we became Stino Le 20, like our brands became even more stronger, you know.
And was there no fight, Yahore? Which name do we start with? Why can't it be 20 Le Stino? Why is it Stino Le 20?
No, there was no fight. You know, like I'm a realist. I'm a person that's really a real person. And I got it into the snacks, you know, nice. 2020. And in all realness, imagine if the name was 20 Le Stino. Also, it doesn't roll on.
Because not like it's Stino Le 20.
So, that's basically that. We went for the name that rolls off the tongue, Monade. It's Tino Letweni. Like, it sounds like a Louis and Vuitton. You know what I'm saying?
I get you.
It just makes sense like that.
I get you. But, guys, how would you describe your humble beginnings?
Yo, the hero. How would you describe our humble beginnings?
Mm.
It was a struggle. You know, everything was a struggle. Like, first and foremost, being from Bloom, there wasn't a lot of hip-hop happening at the time, you know, and the stuff that were happening were very local, so there wasn't really money involved, you know. It was like whack sound and stuff like that, you know, so we had to push through that, building fan base from here to Botabero, to Tabanchu, to Velcom, and all these other places around Free State. You know, it was really not like a money-making thing, you know, but in about this stage, you know, all of these things, you know, so it was very a difficult road of convincing people, you know, but as obviously the crowds and the high schools get older and people, you know, you have your fans and people supporting you, and now you can get into clubs and you can rock clubs, you know, and just like that, it just kept on growing like that until we made it out of school and here we are now, you know. So it wasn't really an easy road and it doesn't really get better, but at least the brand is out there and now you can actually like start competing nationally. It's like the Olympics, you know, you start somewhere and then you become South African and Olympic, like Bokastas Mina, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely. But you guys are from Bloemfontein, right? And a lot of artists, usually Bakotebe and all these other provinces, they end up moving to Joburg. Would we see you guys moving to Joburg?
Yeah, of course. Like, we were there for a little bit, you know, just before COVID. And then, you know, obviously COVID hit. We didn't have gigs, you know, to keep maintaining the rent. Yeah, the place we were living at. So we were there. And then we had to move back home. And then I think soon you'll find us there. I think we have done enough traction for us to remove back that size, you know?
Mm.
Yeah.
And can you also just take us through the challenges of having to break through in the industry?
Oh, wow. first and foremost, I feel like association, you know, is a very difficult thing to get, you know, even the distribution deals, because being from a small town obviously means your numbers are smaller than somebody who's in Joburg and has high social media numbers. Somebody that's in Durban where the population is more, you know. So just generally trying to convince other people that are follower-wise bigger than you that you are worth a shot or you are worth the investment is the biggest challenge out of all of them, you know. But the main challenge is basically people loving your music, you know. So if people love your music, at least, like, that's one step in the right direction. But to get a whole mass of them loving your music is a whole other ball game.
And when would you say things started looking up for you guys as a duo?
2018.
What happened?
You know, we still had Makufera 2018, Papa Rubin, you know, so both DJ Dimples, VG, Speedstar, all of these Joburg guys were here. Even the artists, you know, they were here. And they got to see us perform for such a large crowd, you know, for the first time. And we've been sending these DJs our music the whole time. And, you know, obviously they've heard, but because of the numbers thing, it's, you know, you got to see it to believe it type of a thing, you know. So they saw us perform there in front of, like, almost the whole industry, 2018, here, Makufe, Pop Bottles. And we shut it down. I think it was close to 8,000 to 10,000 people singing our songs, like, word for word, like, our whole set, you know. So I think that changed the game for us. You know, we got to work with Black Motion, got our licensing and distribution deal that same year with Universal after that performance, you know. So I think things started looking up for us then.
Now, you see 8,000 to 10,000 people singing along to your songs. How then do you still remain humble?
I think you need 100,000 people to 98,000 people to change your humbleness.
Nice.
You know? I don't know. I just feel like I've always pictured it in my head because me and my boy, when we perform, like we sometimes like blacked out, you know, we really don't see the crowd or anything. Like we see everything after, you know, so it's one of those things. It's like a job, you know, we're there to do exactly that. And we did our job. Everybody's happy that we did our job. Mm. We woke up and it's great, you know. I'm just really glad that 10,000 people love our music, you know what I'm saying?
Mm. And yeah. Also, we've just come from like hard lockdown. Of course, COVID-19 is still around, but the country is partially opening up, you know. How effectively did you guys use COVID? Because it did take a toll on a whole lot of industries, especially you guys as artists.
We basically pushed our music on the net, like how we dropped Mshimani. We dropped it with a snippet of the song first, you know, a video of it, and then we dropped an actual music video. And then we kept on dropping a lot of snippets on the net, you know. And also our second song with Questa, Tele, as well. We dropped it with a video. So that's the only thing that we could have done at the times of COVID, you know, just to give our music some visuals. Maybe give people what we look like and what our sound could be like, you know, and just try to just keep it afloat, you know. Hmm. Songs with Kulichana like Buyile, you know, and, you know, it's just things like that, just a lot of visuals. That's what we worked with. And as soon as everything opened up, we made sure that our songs were hot, like, you here they are, and we're getting the gigs, and we are working on something else now to keep the momentum coming. So yeah, that's just how we're carrying things out right now.
Hmm. And working with big figures in the industry, the likes of Kulichana, KO, Major League, and Questa, how's that experience?
So that was also an overwhelming and humbling experience as well. You know what I mean? When your idols know you by name and know you know, cause a lot of people can't tell who's Tino and who's 20 when they see myself and my boy, you know. So for them to know, like, yo, this is 20 and that's Tino, and, you know, guys, it was just an overwhelming and humbling feeling. And it gave us, like, motivation. And we were like, okay, no, like, we can make this happen for real, you know. Because here the OGs saying that our music is dope, we are dope, and, like, everything is just working. We were just like, ah, nah. It means we're doing the right thing. So it was one of those.
Hmm. And the fact that you guys have worked on massive projects, you know, have literally came up with big songs, catchy songs. What would you say is your favorite track or project that you have worked on?
Oh, wow.
Putting you on the spot.
I feel like all our songs is our kids, you know, would be picking our favorite kids. I don't think that's fair. I really don't know. I love all our music. I feel like the music that we put out before Mshimani as well, you know, the EP, What You Say, is available still. You know, it was one of our best works ever. Mshimani Tele also best work, Buyile also best work. Buyile is almost on 1 million views, you know.
Mm.
So I really can't say which is my favorite right now. You know, maybe next year I'll have a favorite and be like, okay, this one did this the most, you know. So yeah, I for now, I don't know. You know, well, what's your favorite? I was trying to think, you know, as fast as I can while you were explaining everything.
It's a hard one.
But my favorite project from Stina the 20, you know, it is the second one. I mean, we only have two projects, but that What You Say project from Stina the 20, I feel like that's some classical music right there. If you don't know about it, YouTube everywhere, Stina the 20. What You Say EP, just go listen to the boys, go listen to our style of music, go listen to what we represent, man.
Hmm.
I swear to you, you won't regret it.
I love it indeed. And you guys also look up to artists who are very original, you know, and who stick to their sound, the likes of Shoma Josie, King Monada, OK Malum, Cool Cat. How important is it to still remain authentic in this industry?
It's so important, you know, it's vital, especially now because of the Amapiano thing coming out, you know. The thing is, there's nowhere in the world where somebody else could do Mapiano and it would not sound like South African, you know? And on our side, if you don't sound original, then someone can say, yo, you sound like Young Thug on this song, or you sound like Mang Mang on this song. That is not South African, you know? That's the importance of being like authentic and being real and being yourself. That way people can only judge you and not judge what you were doing because somebody else has done it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's the importance of just being yourself, you know?
Also, talking about being yourself, right? We're living not in tricky times, but of course, you've just mentioned Amapiano, and Amapiano have taken over the country, you know. It's a huge genre, and some of your authentic musicians who still keep or stick to their sound have also sort of gravitated towards the sound but still keeping their original sound intact. Would you guys consider that?
You know, the way you just said it now makes me want to ask, like, who still kept it?
For instance, I know not so long ago, 2 weeks back, we spoke to Donald, right? And when you hear Donald's sound, you know, this is a Donald song. This is a Donald song. You know, he always has a certain sound. But his latest single that he actually did right now, so it still has a bit of Bo Donald Nyana, but Lebo Amapiano Nyana. So he hasn't really... moved away from his sound. So that's what I'm trying to explain.
Yeah, all right, now I get you now. And I think in the near future, of course, you know, maybe even now, of course, you know, but I think the only way for us to literally gravitate towards that is for people to know our sound first. You know, I feel like if we jump onto this piano sound and still try to keep our sound and people like it, then more, they like it more than what they should like more, you know, then we need to stick to that and we'd be trying something that we haven't trialed and tested, you know what I'm saying? So I think for now, just our sound first, and then maybe gravitate towards it, you know, we'll see how we play it.
Fair enough. Also, are you guys working on anything at the moment?
Yeah, we are working on an EP, you know, which is done, basically, and we just wanted to, like, switch up a few things there and there. So we are also working on an album probably for mid-next year.
Nice.
You know, so everything is, like, super ready. We're just lining up all the songs that we want to present to the people and give to the people in the right manner, you know what I'm saying? So that's what we're working on right now.
And which artists do you guys still want to work with?
You know, I'm about to say we've basically worked with everyone.
Nice.
Yeah, you know, I want to say that because, you know, we basically have, I can't think of anyone right now because I feel like we've literally worked with everyone. Yeah, and it's just a matter of everyone else hearing the music that we've done with our colleagues, if I could put it like that.
And how far do you want to take this brand, Yas Dino Letweni?
Dino Letweni is a household name.
Yes, I love that. Wait, that deserves a... I just had to throw that in. Yeah, you were saying?
I really feel like Dino Letweni is a household name. You know, it's a global name as well. You know, it's like Michael Kors or something like that. You know, it's that. And I feel like the music that we... finna do that we're gonna drop soon is off that standard. It's a global sound, you know. I think people will be able to say, just like Nigeria has Afro beats and whatnot, with us they'll be able to say this is South African whatever or Afro what, you know. I don't know, but it's that level that we are trying to take things to, you know, just to be international with our own sound. If South African hip-hop had to have a sound, it would sound like Dino Letweni, you know what I'm saying?
I love that. Now, how do people get a hold of you guys, you know, if they want to follow the great work that you're doing, if they want to make sure that they keep up with the brand, Yas Dino Letweni?
They can get us everywhere on every social media platform except for TikTok. We still come in there.
You know? TikTok is huge, Pangsan, guys.
Yeah, now soon, you know, Dino Letweni everywhere. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Stino Lituani. And for those that don't know how to spell it, may I?
Yes,
I'll just
please
spell it for them. It's STINOLETWENY.
Yeah.
Stino Lituani everywhere. Get at us. We do get back at you.
I love it. I love it. So I'm literally wrapping up the show with your song, Tele, featuring Questa. Can you please tell us more about the song?
The song featuring Questa, still on the same list. It's called Tele. Kitele Tabafana Banyontang. Kitele Tabafana Banais. Bafana Banyikampang. Make sure that you get it. It is available everywhere. Stino Lituani. Also, can I add one more thing?
Definitely.
We are nominated for the best remix for on the South African Hip Hop Awards. You know, please SMS, vote for your boys. You know, just check out our social media pages on how to vote and let's make that happen.
Woo! And that deserves a round of applause. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you so much.
Stino Lituani, thank you so much for taking the time and chatting to us right here on Vision View Sports Radio, especially on the grandstand. We wish you guys all the best. We'll certainly be looking out for your upcoming projects and we'll definitely be rooting and supporting you guys throughout.
Thank you very much, DK, the grandstand, and all the listeners. It is Stino Lituani. We are your favorite duo in the whole wide world. Thank you.
Aish. Goodbye, guys.
Bye.
Oh, man, that is Stino Lituani. But before we wrap things up, let's take a listen to Tele featuring Questa.
This is Vision View Sports Radio.